Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zechra Fan Reziva Gahago, and Bikar of Mamish. And now we continue explaining what we had mentioned right at the beginning of the previous Mishnah, that there are some things that a person finds he's allowed to keep, and others he's Chayav L'Hachriz. So here the Mishnah tells us, Ve'elu Chayav L'Hachriz, here are the ones he has to announce. Matzer Peres B'Kli, if he finds produce inside a Kli, a Kli K'may Shehu, or just a plain old Kli with nothing in it, or Mice B'Kis, money inside a wallet, a Kis K'may Shehu, or just a plain old wallet, Tzibur Peres, a pile of produce, Tzibur Mice, a pile of money, three coins, one on top of another, or could obviously be more than that. It just has to be a minimum of three. Bundles in Rosh Hashanah, or loaves of bread that were baked by a private homeowner, shearings of wool that come from a craftsman, that means they were processed already, pitchers or barrels of wine or oil, in all these cases, he has to announce them. That's because there's definitely a simon, either the makam where they were, the place where they were found, or the minyan, the number of how many there were, or there's a particular simon on the thing itself. For example, loaves of bread that were baked by a private homeowner, those are baked in a unique way with a unique shape, and everyone who finds them has to announce them and return them to the rightful owner. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Mata Achar Gabay Achar Gader. Let's say if a person found the following things behind the gapa, which is a fence, or behind the gader, which is a stone wall, and what is it that he found? Gazals Mekusharin, young birds that were tied by their wings, or he found them in a pathway in the field, he should not touch them. Even though the way they're tied is not a simon, they clearly were placed there on purpose. It's not like they just wandered there, and if he takes them, then the rightful owner is not going to be able to give a simon, oh, my birds looked like this, or they were tied like that, therefore he should just leave them. Now let's say, Matza Kli Ba'ashpa, he finds a Kli in a garbage dump. In Mechuse, if it was covered, lo yigabai, he shouldn't touch it. In Megule, if it was uncovered, Noitul Machriz, then he should take it and announce it. It has a simon, and clearly it's lost because it's uncovered, it's in the open, and that's why he should take it and announce that he found something, and the person will be able to give a simon. Onto something similar, Matza Begala Bekaisel Yashan, Harelu Shaloi. Let's say a person found something inside a pile of stones or inside an old wall, he's allowed to keep it. We're talking about something that rusted over and it's obviously been there for a very long time, so the owner for sure was Miyash, he for sure gave up hope of ever finding it, and that's why the finder was allowed to keep it. However, Matza Bekaisel Chadash, let's say he found this thing in a brand new wall, so then it depends. Mechatzi Velechot Shaloi. If he found this thing on the outer half of the wall, for example, there was a hole in the wall and he found something placed inside, but it was in the outer half, so he's allowed to keep it because it was obviously put there by a passersby and it doesn't belong to the owner of the wall who clearly lives on the inside part. However, if he found it on the inner part of the wall, obviously it belongs to Baal Bayis because it was placed there from the inside. If the thing we're talking about is rented out to others, even if he found it inside the house, it belongs to him. For example, a guy rents an Airbnb and he wants to hang his stuff up in the closet and he sees that there's something that was left there. Since this is something that's rented out to others and there's a constant turnover, we can't say it belongs to Baal Bayis. It for sure was left there by somebody else, by the previous guy who stayed in this Airbnb, and therefore the current resident is allowed to keep it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalon here with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.